present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Amy MacDonald in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And we welcome back Amy MacDonald, who's come again courageously to play with our three regular players of the game. And they're going to try and talk, if they can, for 60 seconds on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject, if they can. We'll begin the show this week with Clement Freud. And Clement, the subject to start the show is pogo. So will you try and talk for just a minute on pogo starting now?
Pogo is the...
Kenneth Williams is challenging.
Hesitation, hesitation.
He actually had gone for 1.5 seconds, so I do think it was a legitimate...
Five words.
Oh, do you think I was being unfair?
Yes.
Oh, I do apologize. I'm terribly sorry, Clem.
But I'll tell you what I'll do is a legitimate challenge, but as you always love to get underway and get very upset if you don't, we'll show you how sporting the others can be, and we will give you your challenge of hesitation. And there are 58.5 seconds, and you take up the subject of pogo starting now.
Well, you do this with an extraordinary thing called a stick, and you get on it and jump.
Peter Jones's challenge.
There's nothing extraordinary about a stick.
Deviation. One of the most ordinary things I can think of. Peter, you have a correct challenge. You get a point for that. You take over the subject of pogo, and there are 53 seconds left starting now.
The pogo stick is a cylinder of wood with a strong spring.
Amy MacDonald has challenged.
Did you say sliver?
No, cylinder.
Cylinder.
Oh, sorry.
Perhaps I'm on your bad side, am I, Amy?
Peter Jones, I should tell the listeners, is sitting beside Amy MacDonald, which
no,
is...
No, actually, I still say it. I'm a deviation. Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
Well, it's not a cylinder, you see, darling. A cylindrical thing is a thing with a hole in it.
Well, it's got a hole. That's where the spring is.
It's a cylindrical type of thing. It's perfectly correct, Amy. I'm sorry. Peter has another point for an incorrect challenge, and there are 48 seconds on pogo starting now.
And there are two steps, one at either side, on which you stand, holding the top part, and then you jump from one place to another. And very dangerous it can be, particularly on a hillside or an icy pond or other places, perhaps indoors. Going upstairs is almost impossible.
Amy MacDonald challenge.
Deviation. You can't do pogo sticking.
You just said it's almost impossible.
Pit. Yes, you can't do it.
But you could try. So he didn't deviate from pogo. Sorry, Amy. Good try, but it's an incorrect challenge. So Peter gets another point, and he has 27 seconds on pogo starting now.
Bo Pogo, who was a benefactor of humanity...
What did you think?
I thought he was stuttering. I thought he
You're
said
trying
pogo.
To stop me talking about
this
subject,
stuttering.
You know, Amy. I mean, it is, you know, once in a while I get a subject on which I know something. And,
I thought he said pogo.
So did I.
No. It was a slip of the ear on your part.
And you're challenging for the repetition of puh.
At least she's hearing him clearly now.
Yes, that's something. Yes. Yes.
Didn't he say for pogo, audience? Yes, of course he did. A repetition of puh.
And he discussed a gentleman called Bert Pogo. He said Bert Pogo was a great expert.
Oh, you mean Popogo?
Yes.
That's the man who actually invented
Amy,
that. Yes.
Right, you have a
thank
correct
you very much.
Challenge, and you have 25 seconds to talk about pogo starting now.
Thank you. I agree with Kenneth, actually. I think it's a rather extraordinary...
Kenneth, Clement Freud challenge.
Deviation has nothing to do with pogo sticks, agreeing with Kenneth.
On the contrary, I've been discussing them. She's every right to agree with me. What are you talking about?
Very deviating to agree with thought. Kenneth, however much he may be.
Yes, a very intelligent girl to make such a remark.
She's chosen the most literate one here.
Can you say that again, please, Kenneth?
Yes, very good chairman, too, in recognising the proper nature of that challenge.
Are you feeling all right today?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Can't the best me when you start saying compliments. Amy, you have a correct challenge. Sorry, it was Clement who challenged you. It was an incorrect challenge from Clement. You have another point and 21 seconds on pogo starting now.
You see, I think...
Hesitation.
No.
Oh, no.
Yes, you are terribly slow.
Give the girl a chance. I mean, if you know you can.
People in this audience are appalled. How would you be like?
We're reaching the end of the series, and now you want women on the program.
Oh, well, I mean, they're as intelligent as that girl. They deserve a hearing.
Amy, you had only gone for half a second. So you were not hesitating. You have 20 and a quarter seconds on pogo starting now.
Like I was saying, it is absolutely incredible because, you see, it's so long.
Clement Freud.
It's the third you see.
Yes, I'm afraid it was, Amy. There are 15 seconds for you, Clement, on pogo starting now.
Pogo sticks became very popular in the late 1930s when a man tried hard to jump from the second floor of the Eiffel Tower and land in the Place de la Concorde, something which is obviously incredibly difficult.
Peter Jones,
and possibly...
Nothing happened. It didn't happen at all. It's deviation. He didn't try.
You see, I suppose this is impossible decisions one has to make sometimes. So I will ask the audience to be the final judges, because I can't make a decision on that. If you like Peter's challenge, and I don't say because you can agree, if you like his challenge, you cheer for him. But if you prefer Clement's thoughts, you boo for him, and you all do it together now. I think the boos have it. Clement, they like your bizarre ideas, and you have 4.5 seconds on pogo starting now.
Meanwhile, a pogo stick with a woman on the Arc de Triomphe.
Well, the first round has taken longer than usual because they all had a lot to say. They all got some points. And the one who was speaking when the whistle went, which Ian Messenger blows to tell us that 60 seconds is up, gets an extra point. It was Clement Freud, who's equal in the lead with Amy MacDonald and Peter Jones at the end of the round. Peter, will you now talk on the subject of penguins, starting now?
Oh, a friend of mine had an extraordinary experience some weeks ago. He was watching them making a commercial in a film studio, and they were using a lot of penguins. And he was watching the action in the center.
Clement Freud, a chance.
Repetition of watching.
Yes, there was, Peter.
Oh, yes, there was, yes.
You have 48 seconds now on penguins, Clement, starting now.
One of the best ideas in the 1940s was had by a lowly film director in Paris who tried to get a penguin to jump from the second floor of the Eiffel Tower to land in the Place de la Loire.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Well, I think that's just as far-fetched, but they probably, the boos, will have it.
Well, I'm not going to waste time with the audience on this occasion. I do think he's
gone... Do you think it's a waste of time asking the audience?
Yeah, I'm not going to waste time on the audience. I mean, dismissing them as a load of rubbish.
Quite. Yes, what? That slipped out.
Peter, I agree with your challenge. And you have 34 seconds on penguin starting now.
And he stepped backwards onto a penguin and killed it stone dead. One of the few people in the metropolitan area who has done such a thing. I'm sure there can't be any precedent for such an unfortunate accident.
Clement Freud challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, Clement, you've got penguins again and you have 18 seconds and you start now.
It is very easy to tell the difference between a nun and a penguin. Because penguins have no Adam's apples and make very different sorts of noises.
Also, Amy MacDonald challenged.
Seldom carry rosaries.
I've challenged that.
What is your challenge, Amy?
Well, you see, on the grounds of Adam's apples, because if a nun had an Adam's apple, you wouldn't see it anyway, because her thing comes up to here, doesn't it? Yeah.
I would like
to submit and give it to her.
I think you're being very sporting, and I think it helps me.
Well,
out
you'd
of the problem.
Very rarely see a penguin and a nun under laboratory conditions. If you saw several nuns standing on an ice floe near the North Pole, it would be a reasonable mistake to make, particularly at a distance. Unless I don't think it's a scientific problem at all.
Amy, you've have the subject, and you have 7 seconds on penguin starting now.
I don't often take a biscuit, but when I do...
Peter Jones has challenged.
I think you've often taken the biscuit, Amy, particularly on this program.
As her figure is so trim and slim, I'm sure she doesn't often take a biscuit, so I disagree with your challenge.
I'm speaking metaphorically.
I don't mind how you speak.
Who is writing your material these days?
It's obviously not as good as Peter Jones's. Amy, there are 4 seconds for you on penguins starting now.
I really don't have a sweet tooth, but occasionally I get the most overwhelming desire for penguins.
Amy McDonald mentioned her overwhelming desire. And Amy, it is your turn to begin. The subject, roulette. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Oh, this is a very exciting gambling game. You have a little ball and lots of numbers. They go from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19,
16 is one word.
Oh, thank you, yes.
Repetition of T.
Quite wrong.
No, but it isn't a single word, teen.
I'd like to make a small future investment in 21.
It's one word. It's one word.
What?
It's one word.
No, 21 isn't one word, is it?
21 is not one word. No, 21 is medicine.
Well, why don't we just add up to 99 every time?
Amy, teen and the rest of the audience can go home. Are not separate.
Why not just employ the speaking clock? I mean, it's going to go on.
Because Amy McDonald is more attractive than the speaking clock.
You reckon?
Well, I wouldn't reckon your dial anyway.
Oh, yeah. That's right, isn't it? Terrible.
Look, can I get on with it now?
Yes, please? You can. Yes, who will?
I'm terribly anxious to get into the 30s.
Amy, an incorrect challenge. You have roulette still and you have 40 seconds starting now.
18, 9.
Peter Jones, a turn.
Repetition of 18.
No, darling, no, yes. Not 17.
She only got to 16 before. She missed out 17.
I thought she got to 18.
No, she missed out 17. She only got to 16.
Really?
She challenged on 16 and didn't have it. Yeah.
Do you think it's risky to go on, Amy?
Amy, and another incorrect challenge, and there are 37 seconds on roulette, starting now.
19, 20. 21st, 22nd, 23rd.
Clement Freud's challenge.
The numbers are not marked 21st, they are 21.
Not on a roulette board. They're not marked 21st on a roulette board.
It isn't the 21st number.
No, but it means the same thing, Dan, just being awfully clever not saying 21.
I think it's splitting hairs to claim to be clever for not saying 21 when you counted from 1 to 20.
Clement, I agree with your challenge, and you have 32 seconds on roulette starting now.
One of the most interesting aspects of roulette when the gaming board came into being was that they decided the casino must have no better chance of winning than the people playing. And for that...
Amy McDonald challenge.
Oh, deviation, that's not true, because everybody knows that the roulette wheel's all fixed.
Not all fixed. And what Clement said was absolutely accurate about the gaming board and roulette, so he keeps the subject, and there are 20 seconds starting now.
Although the odds have now changed fractionally in favour of the operators, for instance, red, black, even, uneven, high and low, pay...
Kenneth Williams.
This is terribly boring, isn't it?
I know, but he's not deviating.
Amy McDonald is quite right and should have the subject back. I mean, for goodness sake, she knows.
Clement has the subject still and there are 11 seconds left starting now.
The support of...
Amy McDonald.
No hesitation. Yes. Of
course. He had a very tough one to begin with and that balances it out. Clement, there are 10 seconds on roulette starting now.
Faites vos jeux and rien ne va plus. Are the most...
Amy McDonald was
They only say that when they're doing shimmy. Or...
No, they don't. They don't say that.
I'm sure
they
don't. Quite right. It's absolutely right.
No, they say that when they're playing roulette.
She's been to these places. You don't know anything about it.
Clement, you have 7 seconds on roulette starting now.
French being the common language, mostly because Monte Carlo, Cannes and Nice were the first gaming...
Right, rien ne va plus on that game, and Clement was speaking when the whistle went. He gained an extra point and a lot of points with Amy McDonald's help in the round, so he's got a strong lead. Right, the next round, Kenneth Williams, it's your turn to begin.
Oh, at last.
The subject is records, and 60 seconds starting now.
Well, I have made several of these records, and I've always found it extremely interesting to hear the reactions of the technical people
backstage, so to speak, the ones who are responsible for such things as level and the decision whether to allow a recording to go out to the open market, so to speak. Of course, it could go out to the Caledonian market.
Clement Foy's challenge.
Repetition of market.
I'm afraid there was.
Pity.
We were all waiting for you to talk.
Yeah, I was feeling sort of dulcet, you know.
I know.
And rather posh, you know what I mean?
No.
I suddenly felt, you know.
You said us all fast asleep anyway. Clement, you have the subject in 30 seconds on record starting now.
I've always found the Guinness Book of Records the most fascinating volume. And many years ago, when I determined to get into it, which I now am as Omelette Champion, I discovered that going up the service staircase of the Empire State Building had only been done once by the Norwegian Langlauf team returning from the 1936 Olympic Games in Berlin.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
A repetition.
Of what?
Something. Olympic.
No, he didn't say
Olympic. Did he say Olympic earlier on?
No, it's nice to hear from you, Peter, but I'm afraid.
Oh, well.
He didn't
repeat it.
So he has another point and 7 seconds for records starting now.
33, 45, and 78 are the revolutions per minute, which most gramophone records turn at.
Clement Boyd has increased his lead, and it is his turn to start again. And the subject is lime. And would you tell us something about it in just a minute, Clement, starting now?
Lime is something you shoot, and it's terribly painful and green and small. It's much more common to do it with a line, but thinking about it...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
What hesitation there?
Yes, I definitely agree. And you have 49 seconds to tell us something about lime, Kenneth, starting now.
This was a great thing at sea in the old days, you know, when the fellas were away for so long from the fresh food, they used to carry barrels of these limes to stop the scurvy which swept through the ship, you know, and they were all...
Clement Freud challenge.
The repetition of you know.
I didn't hear him say you know before.
No, thanks.
He started off.
Quite right. The audience didn't hear it either, did you? No.
Shut your mouth! What a nerve they got. Coming here for nothing, and then going to the belly.
Kenneth, I'll be... No, Clement's got a very strong lead. I'm sure he'll be sporting and let you carry on with limes. All right?
Thank you very much.
No, thank Clement, not me.
Oh, darling.
And you have 35 seconds starting now.
It's also a boon to those ladies who pop into the saloon bar for a gin and lime. They always knock it back with relish and say, I could do with another one of them. That really whetted my appetite. Nothing like that before luncheon to get you going. And it does. It really gets the juices flowing round the body and all the taste buds in the tongue rise, so to speak, to the occasion. A steak and kidney pie tastes different again after the limes. In fact, Harry Lime, who invented them, said to me...
Aim the golden challenge.
He suddenly switched to Harry Lime.
Well, he can, as long as he keeps going, without deviating from the subject. So you can switch as many times as you like. You can bring in a different lime, if you like. So, Kenneth, 5 seconds on Lime starting
now. Have
we
now established that Harry Lime invented steak and kidney pie? For future games, may we take this as fact? Because I'll make a note of it. I don't want to...
You keep your sarcasm for when you're playing the game. 5 seconds for Lime, Kenneth, starting now.
As geniuses often do contradict themselves, I frequently make this mistake myself.
So, Kenneth, speaking when the whistle went, got the extra point, and he has leapt forward. He's now in third place. 1 point ahead of Peter Jones. He's 2 behind Amy MacDonald and quite a number behind our leader, who is still Clement Freud. Peter, will you begin the next round, please? The subject's Gorgonzola. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Well, it's one of the great blue cheeses of the world. It comes from Italy. It takes its place beside Stilton and Roquefort as a great delicacy.
And Kenneth Williams, challenge.
An excess of superlatives. Great twice.
Yes, it was, Kenneth, and you have 40... 8 seconds on Gorgonzola starting now.
It's certainly creamy-ish in substance and can be quite pleasant with the right...
Clement causes challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, there are 31 seconds for Gorgonzola Clement starting now.
In 1937 in Europe, there was almost a virtual ban on the sale of Gorgonzola because Danish blue cheese came in view of people's reluctance after the Italian-Abyssinian fracas, war or attack, to purchase anything that came from the Gallic country of origin. And although the bluish cheese from the Scandinavian country is not nearly as nice, as pleasant as Gorgonzola, people purchased it for ulterior...
That's true. Oh, Clement Croy telling us something about Gorgonzola kept going until the whistle went, and he's increased his lead. Kenneth, another literary question for you. George Eliot.
Who?
You surely have heard of Mary Ann Evans.
Oh, yes.
Actually, the subject is George Eliot, and you have 60 seconds starting now.
Well, this was her name for fiction writing, and I think at the time, well, she did express herself a preference for the male nomenclature because she said it would help the sale of the books. A notable passage is where she remarks upon the comfort... inexpressible, she says, of feeling safe with a person, having neither weigh thoughts nor measure words, but pour it all out, chaff and grain together, knowing that a faithful hand will take and sift it, keep what's worth keeping, and with a breath of kindness blow the rest away. It's one of the most beautiful...
Amy MacDonald. He's floored after all the compliments he's given you this week, Amy. What's the challenge?
Actually, I think I just did what Clement did before. You know, keep and keep bzzing, I went. I don't think I was right.
You don't think you what?
I'm not right. I mean,
I'm sure you're not right. And keeps the subject, and he has another point, and he has 23 seconds on George Eliot starting now.
She was married, of course, to George Lewis, a remarkable gentleman, and his work on the French Revolution was of great interest to her, and she caused several emendations to the...
Amy MacDonald challenge.
Hesitation.
Oh, no. He managed to get it out all right. I mean, he did... He did elongate it, but he...
Well, that's hesitating.
No, if we challenged on that,
no,
I mean...
No, it's just cheating, Amy, that's what it is.
Well, it's one of those little cheats that they all indulge in, and you've got to find your little gimmicks, and the regulars have got them, and it's not as so easy...
But those of us who don't know any long words, we can't do that.
George Eliot, Kenneth, 6 seconds, starting now.
I really have been terribly put off by these people. Do you think it's
fair? Peter Jones, a challenge.
Deviation. I'm not interested in him being put off by these people.
Peter has a correct challenge, and he has 4 seconds on George Eliot, starting now.
George Eliot's books always seem to have far too many characters for me to remember.
We're back with Clement Freud to begin, and the subject is Epicureanism. So, Clement, can you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Epicureanism is the pursuit of the philosophy of Epicurus, a Greek who lived from 341 BC until 270. The extraordinary thing in those days was that you existed backwards.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Well, he said which indicates that he hesitated.
Yes, I agree, Peter.
Yes.
The 43 seconds for you to talk on Epicureanism, Peter, starting now.
It's something that very few of us can afford to indulge in, since most
of
the
food... You seem to be doing all right.
Clement Freud challenge.
What is challenge? Absolute nonsense, because it is the simplest of all possible lives. It's not expensive to follow a philosophy.
No, you're quite right, Clement, and so you have another point, and you have 38 seconds on Epicureanism, starting now.
And Epicureanism is, in fact, the science, or following, if you like, of happiness, as opposed to the absence of pain, which is what every other philosopher of those days advocated. Now, Epicureanism in present-day times is sort of connected with high life
good living and food of great quality, which is totally wrong, because...
Amy McDonald challenged.
I thought epicurism was that thing to stick pins in you.
You're thinking of that, Cabil.
Acupuncture, love.
Just to go back to this question of what
it
costs.
No, we don't want to keep on about it. You give her the point.
I think that it costs a great deal of money to get the simplest kind of food.
What about the smoked fish? I mean, exactly. Now, in the old days, exactly. You get a lovely bit of that. In the old days, add it with egg on top with a lovely dinner. What
right.
We are going to play.
Now, the polished rice, you see.
Yes, but... and skate's eyeballs. What's that for them?
It costs more, doesn't it?
Kenneth, we're playing Just a Minute at the present moment. If you want to go and hawk the wares in your shop, you can do it afterwards. Where have we got to? Amy McDonald has been given the subject by Clement Freud of Epicureanism, which she thinks is acupuncture. So, 4 seconds left on Epicureanism starting now.
Isn't it silly? I thought it was acupuncture.
I'm afraid we have no more time to play Just a Minute. Let me tell you what the final score was. Peter Jones was just in fourth place, only 1 point behind Amy McDonald, who was in third place, and she was only 1 point behind Kenneth Williams in second place. But way out in the lead was this week's winner, Clement Freud. We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute and want to join in, tune in at the same time next week, and join in if you want to as well when we take to the air and we play Just a Minute. Till then, from all of us here, goodbye.
Chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Lloyd.